题是家庭与侍奉。
The theme for our retreat this time is family and service.
我相信在我们的手册封面上的这一节圣经应该是我们这次大会的主题经文，就是约书亚记24:15。至于我和我一家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
So I believe the verse that is printed on the cover of our bulletin should be our verse for this retreat. It's from Joshua 24:15. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
今天早上李师母在跟我们讲专题的时候，曾经要大家看一节圣经，是提摩太前书3:5。
This morning when Mrs. Lee was sharing with us the special topic, she has shared a verse in 1 Timothy 3:15.
Verse 5. 那么这节圣经呢，我也盼望能够加上使徒行这个约书亚记24:15作为我们这次大会集中我们思想的一节很重要的经文。
I really like to add that verse also to the Joshua verse to be the theme verse for this retreat.
人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？
So if a man does not know how to manage his own household, how will he take care of the church of God?
服侍主25年，在性质上把它分成两部分，一个是前面14年在学生工作，一个是后面11.5年在教会的牧会。
In my ministry of 25 years, there were two stages. The first 14 years were primarily with students, and then the other 11.5 years are working in church.
前面一段的时间，这一节圣经对我的侍奉有极大的影响。这一节圣经对我在后半段这将近十二年的侍奉里面也有特别深远的影响。
So this verse in 1 Timothy has a lot of influence on me for my first part of ministry, yet it also has a lot of influence on me also for the second part of ministry.
在台湾我在学生工作的侍奉里面，如果我知道哪一个学校的团契他们要选职员选童工，那么我知道这个名字的时候呢，我会做两件事情。
So when I was in Taiwan and was working with the students, if I knew that whoever is being picked to be one of the officers or the workers, I will point this out.
第一件事情，我要请他把他学校的成绩单给我看看。第二件事情，我要打电话给这个学生的父母亲，问一问他在家里面的生活的光景。
First, I want him to bring him his report card, so I know how he is doing in school. The next thing is, I was going to go call his parents and see how he is doing at home.
如果他不懂得怎么样尽本分，他怎么能够在教会里面侍奉主呢？怎么能够在团契里面侍奉主？
If he does not know how to take up his responsibilities at home, how can he do that in church?
今天有许多的人在教会里面的侍奉是一种本分的逃避。
A lot of times the service for a lot of people in the church is avoiding of this own responsibility.
原谅我再说一遍，今天有很多人在教会里面的热心其实是一种逃避的形态，并不是一种真正侍奉的投入。
Let me say that again, that a lot of the people that are serving in the church is avoiding of their responsibilities and it's not a really real hard service.
所以在这十二年我在 Boston 教会牧会的这个学习的侍奉里面，我也非常看重这一节的圣经。
So these last 12 years while I was serving in Boston church, I also very take this verse very importantly.
特别是如果有一些弟兄姊妹被提名要做教会新的执事的候选人的时候，我特别用这节圣经给他们作为勉励。
Especially when there are new people being elected to be deacons, I would really use this verse to encourage them.
甚至我要这些可能被选为执事的弟兄姊妹会背这一节圣经。
And I would also actually encourage these that is possible new workers to memorize this verse.
因为这一节圣经把我们的主题家庭与侍奉连在一起。
Because this verse connects our theme, the family and service together.
弟兄姊妹，保罗说，人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？
So brothers and sisters, if a man does not know how to manage his own household, how can they do that in the church of God?
但是这三天晚上，我比较着重在个人侍奉的装备这一方面，以彼得作为我们主要思想的对象。
But these three nights, I'm talking about the personal equipment to the service, and I'm concentrating on Peter.
昨天晚上我们从约翰福音21:1-14看到主如何的来装备彼得。
Last night we have looked at John 21:1-14, then how God equipped Peter.
在那样一段经文里面，我们都蛮熟悉的一段经文里面，我们看见"侍主"这两个字是这一段圣经最重要的一个主题。
We found that in this very familiar passage, the phrase "It is the Lord" is the main theme.
我觉得今天我们侍奉主，或者我们今天要在教会里面有更多的侍奉的参与，这个对主的 lordship， 对主的这个主权，我们要有很深刻的体验和认识。
I feel that for us to be even more serving in the church, we really need to know about this very clear about this lordship.
圣经里面有一句话描写当年以色列那些混乱的情况。
There's a place that describing how at that time when Israelites were really in a very confusing state.
在诗诗记里面有一句话说，以色列人当中没有王，这些人就任意而行。
That at that time it said that they do not have a king, and so they do whatever they like.
今天教会有的时候也落在这样的一种光景里面。
Sometimes our churches nowadays is also in this state of.
所以当我们要侍奉主，特别是神要用这个彼得要开创一个新的一个局面的时候。他要让彼得很清楚地认识耶稣是主。
So when Peter is starting to about to explore another new stage of serving God, that God wants him to really know him.
所以我昨天晚上讲约翰福音二十一章在圣经的这个安排和布局上是一个非常重要的一章的圣经，因为它有承先启后、继往开来的一个意义和关键。
That's why I said last night that chapter 21 of John is so important, a passage in this, because it started, is continued the past and it started the future.
四福音结束的时候，我们看见福音已经形成了。
So in the four Gospels, we know that the Gospels already presented and perfected.
使徒行传，我们看见福音快要拓展。
And yet, in Acts, we see that the mission, the Gospel is going to be expanded.
我们看见福音的形成。福音的拓展中间，人扮演一个非常重要的角色。
So the beginning of the gospel, and then the gospel to be spreading, man plays a very important role in the middle.
所以在过去二十几年来，这句话一直成为我侍奉的提醒和座右铭，就是上帝看重工人，过于看重工作。
So that's why in the last years, so that really this verse has become very important to me because God sees very important.Man's work.
那么昨天晚上我们提到第一部分就是侍奉的内容，就是要所以主耶稣要彼得好好的多认识他。
So last night we have seen that the content of service, and that's why Jesus want Peter to really know him.
我们现在一起看约翰福音二十一章，我们更熟悉的三节的圣经，十五节到十七节。
Today we're looking at John chapter 21, the three verses that are even more familiar to us is 15 through the 18.
15 through 17. 我们请这个 Eva 用广东话替我们念一遍这三节圣经。
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深么？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我么？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我么？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我么，就忧愁对住耶稣说：主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你喂养我的羊。
会不会有广东话？这三节圣经我们都非常的熟。
So these three verses are very familiar to all of us.
其实这三节圣经是三对的对话，耶稣问一个问题，彼得回答他的问题，是三次的循环的这个记载。
So actually, this is actually three conversations. Jesus asks a question and Peter answers, and it just goes in circle.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你有没有注意到一件事情，在圣经里面，凡是上帝或者主耶稣向人发出问题的时候，大概是那个人开始蒙恩或者生命要经过扭转的一个开始。
I wonder if you have all realized that in the scripture, every time that Jesus start asking or God asking a question to a certain person, that is the time a changing point in their life.
你知道主为什么会向人发问题呢？
So do you know that why God would ask man questions?
我们常说神是无所不知的。
So we often say that God is omniscient, that he knows everything.
无所不知就不应该有问题。
So if he knows everything, then he should not have any questions.
我们有问题，因为我们不知道，所以我们要问，所以 无所不知的神向人发出问题，这一件事情是个有矛盾的一件事情。
We ask because we do not know, but so a God that knows everything is asking man a question. This is a dilemma.
我们举一个例子来说。
So let's set an example.
圣经里面神向人发出的第一个问题是什么呢？
Do you know in the Bible what is the first question God asked man?
就是他问亚当你在哪里。
He asked Adam, where are you?
请问神知不知道亚当在哪里？
Let me ask you, do you know God, whether God knows where Adam is?
圣经里面告诉我们说上帝的慧眼察看天下。
And the Bible said that God's eyes can see everything.
讲到这里我觉得很有意思啊，中国人翻译中文圣经的时候加了很多佛教的思想在里面，那个慧眼就是佛教的思想，我们这个不要翻译。那么我们看见上帝在问亚当的时候说你在哪里，上帝知道亚当在哪里。
So we realized that when God asked where Adam, where he was, actually he knew exactly where he was.
他看见这个亚当发抖又怕，脸色土色，这个 脸有土色，然后躲在一个树丛后面在那里发抖，他看
He saw very clearly how Adam was so scared and nervous because of all the things that he had done.
那么请问，上帝既然知道他在那里，为什么明知故问呢？我们就明知故犯了，明知故问呢？
So if God already knew exactly where Adam was, why did he still have to ask the question?
弟兄姊妹，不知道你有没有想过，神知道，亚当不知道。
But I wonder if you have ever thought that God knows.But does Adam know?
因为亚当那个时候他不知道他在哪里。
Actually, at that time, Adam did not know where he was.
你说废话，当然亚当知道他在哪一棵树的后面。
You might laugh and say, of course Adam know where he was.
那个树的名字还是他取的，你知道吗？
See, he's right there at that tree, and the name of the tree was given by him.
那么他知道他在那里，但是我说他不知道他在哪里，因为在属灵的地位上，跟神的关系上。他的定位的问题已经出了毛病。
So he knew where he was, but I said he did not know. I'm talking about spiritually, he did not know where he was.
主耶稣在这里三次的问彼得，你爱我吗？主耶稣知道彼得的光景，但是彼得自己不知道他到底跟主的关系是什么。
So here, three times Jesus asked Peter whether he loved him or not. Jesus knew his state, but Peter himself did not know.
如果哪一天你听到主向你发出的问题的时候，你不要以为主不知道，主知道你不知道，所以他问你。
So one day, if you realize that God is really asking you a question, don't think that He did not know. He really knew that you did not know.
这个第一个观念我们先弄清楚。
So this is the first concept that we need to be very clear about.
第二个观念，很多人解释这些圣经很有意思，说为什么耶稣要问三次？
And then there's the second concept that I want you to know is people ask why does he have to ask Peter three times?
哦，有人说因为彼得三次否认主。
So some said because Peter had three times denied God.
所以呢，就用三次的问话来提醒彼得，哎，你失败三次，你知道吗？所以现在一对一哈，一个抵消一个，然后你就功过相抵。
And so what happened is, since you have three times denied me, so I'm going to check out three times that you are going to love me or not.
我不觉得我们的主耶稣是一个斤斤计较的主。
I didn't think our Jesus is that kind of person that is so narrow-minded.
很多时候我觉得我们把主耶稣，我们太小心眼看他，我们太把他看得像我们一样那么差劲。
Oftentimes we found out we humanize God and look at Him from our point of view.
你如果仔细看这三节圣经，你从 context 从上下文来看的时候
，Oftentimes we look at this passage. We look from the beginning, from the passage above and also after.
我不觉得主耶稣三次问他是为了过去他的软弱和失败。
I do not think that Jesus asked him three times is because of his past failure.
主耶稣关心的是他前面的侍奉。
What Jesus was really concerned is the service that he had in the future.
因为他问了，答了以后，耶稣说什么？你喂养我的小羊，你牧养我的羊，你喂养我的羊，就是讲到将来的侍奉，不是说你这个人良心昧了良心，你这个人这个真差劲，我对你不薄，你如何对我这个样？不是这样，他是看前面，不是看后面。
Because every time that he asked him the question and he answered yes I love you that he would say feed my lamb or tend my lamb he is not talking about the past
我们先有这两个观念我们再来看这三节的圣经
so now we have got these two concepts now we can look at these three verses
在这三节的圣经里面表面的来看这是讲到彼得对主的爱
from these three verses on the surface seems like this is talking about the love of Peter for Jesus
我们习惯的，或者说我们常常熟悉听到的，都是从这三节圣经讲到人对主的爱。
Oftentimes we hear this passage from the angle of human love for Jesus.
但是弟兄姊妹，我今天晚上不从这个角度来跟大家看这三节圣经，我们看见实质上这三节圣经不是讲人对主的爱，是讲主对人的爱。
And yet today I'm looking in this passage with you from another angle. This is not talking about human love for God, but God's love for men.
事实上哈，人对主有爱不过是一种被爱的自然反射，我希望大家懂我的意思。
Actually, man can love God is a response to God's love for us.
我们爱主是对主的爱的一种反应。
We love God is a response to God's love for us.
如果用圣经上面的话来讲，我们爱主因为他先爱我。
So with the scripture verse in the Bible, it said, "We love because God first loved us."
月亮本身没有光，但是呢，月亮所发出来的光不过是太阳的反射。我想这个道理我们都了解。
The moon itself does not have light; it only reflects the light from the sun, and I know you all know that.
同样的，基督徒本身没有爱，不过是对主的爱的一个反射。
In the same way, Christians themselves do not have love, but it's a reflection of the love of God.
这个观念非常的重要。
This concept is very, very important.
因为今天我们有的时候在教会里面看见一些爱主的人，那我这次回台湾常常喜欢这样做一个记号，他们说李牧师你在干什么，因为在国外惯了说 quote and quote 的意思，这些爱主的人常常使人家受不了，你懂我的意思吗？
This time lately, when I was in Taiwan, I have often seen these people that love God is quote and unquote. I've been using that sign, the one that love God.
这些爱主的人常常让人家受不了。
And these people that love God really let other people cannot stand them.
在教会里面说这个人很爱主，就觉得很不可亲。我不知道你们有没有碰到这样的人。
Oftentimes we see that in church that certain person that really love God is really not very good approachable.
甚至有一些人爱主爱得有气焰，你懂我的意思吗？就是他觉得自己很了不起，你知道，因为我爱主。
And oftentimes we find that these people that love God have this certain kind of air that they are so proud that they love God.
当然他不是这样讲。
Of course they won't say it.
他说：“哎呀，我很爱主。
”So they will say it in a very humble manner that, oh, I really love the Lord.
虽然他是一个 very humble manner， 但是还是给人家觉得非常非常骄傲的感觉。我不知道你能不能体会我这个人，OK, fine.
So even though they are saying it in a very humble manner, but yet you know they were not humble. So.
你知道我的名字叫李秀全。
So you know my name is Lee Shou Chen.
秀全是洪秀全一样的名字。秀全跟洪秀全是同样的名字。
秀全 is the same as 洪秀全。
Doesn't make any sense.
That's why.
很多人问我，你爸爸怎么那么奇怪，给你取一个这样怪的名字
？So often people will ask me, why did my daddy had to give me a name like this?
为了翻译方便哈，这洪秀全我们知道 Taiping Rebellion， 我这就是说太平天国的这个天王，他的头头叫做洪秀全。
So for the benefit of those that do not know the Chinese history, this guy Hong Shou Quan is one of the top guy in the Taiping Rebellion.
If you call it Taipei Rebellion. 我第一次这个去看蔡淑娟小姐。
The first time I went to see this Christian Chai.
Christian Chai. The Queen of the Dark Chamber. 那么她问我第一句话就是很奇怪的话。
Miss Christiana Chai, she asked me, the first question she asked me is very interesting.
你为什么叫秀全？你想造反啊
？Why are you called Shou Quan? Do you want to rebel?
我说你别问我，你问错了，你应该问我爸爸。
Don't ask me, I said, but ask my dad. He's the one that gave me the name.
但是这个名字给了我又很糟糕，因为我一直发现，在我的血里面，对很多的事情有叛逆性。
But yet I realized that this name had given me some kind of feelings. It was somewhere within my blood. I have this sense of rebellion.
我对许多教会的传统的教会有许多的不满。
I have a lot of misgivings about a lot of churches and their conservative ways.
真的，有的时候我看见那些所谓传统的爱主的基督徒，有的时候我实在觉得很受不了他们。
So sometimes I really cannot stand those people that so-called love the Lord.
后来我慢慢发现，慢慢分析，慢慢了解。
Later on, I just slowly to analyze to understand the situations.
因为他们把爱主当成一种功德。
That's because they use loving Lord as a virtue.
或者一个 merit, 或者在神的面前觉得一个可夸耀的东西。
Or as a merit, it's something that they can be proud of in front of God.
但是如果他真的看到他的爱主是向着主的爱的一种反应的时候，他的爱主是很自然很舒服，让人家看了以后觉得很得帮助。
But if they can just realize this concept that their love for God is a response, is a reflection of God's love for them, then it will make people feel very comfortable.
所以今天晚上我要从这三节圣经不是来看彼得对主的爱，乃是看主对彼得的爱。
So tonight through these three verses we're going to look at God's love for Peter, not Peter's love for God.
第一，我们在这里请注意看第十五节。
The first one is, the first point, let's look at verse 15.
刚才我们听这个伊娃用广东话读第一节，他们吃完了早饭。
Here we said that they have finished breakfast.
他们吃完了早饭，哎呀，这一段声音太熟了。
Well, they have finished breakfast. Well, this verse is very familiar to us.
这三节圣经可能我们从信主一直到现在看了不知道多少遍。
Maybe ever since we believe in the Lord that these verses we have gone through, I don't know how many times.
但是很少人注意到这节圣经在里面，他们吃完了早饭，跟这段圣经有什么关系
？So a lot of people neglected this phrase that they have finished breakfast. What does that have to do with them?
今天在美国哈，我们一天三餐，你知道最被马虎、最被这个可有可无的这个简单的。一餐就是早餐，对不对
？You know that nowadays in United States, the three meals, the one that is taken the least concern about, that we are just most careless about, is the breakfast.
有的时候一杯咖啡就解决。
Sometimes just a cup of coffee is going to solve the problem.
甚至有的时候不吃进食，哦，好厉害。
Even sometimes that we just don't even eat.
那么就是延续那个 fasting 啊，因为你一个晚上都 fasting， 所以你要早餐要 break 这个 fasting， 所以叫 breakfast 啊。那么我不 break 了，所以我就一直 fast 下去。
英文那个English term the breakfast is mean breaking the fast through the night， and so we are eating， but now we are continuing with the fast。
有一次。
有一次周主培牧师告诉我。
One time, Reverend Moses Child said to me.
他说：“李牧师为我祷告，我的心有问题，牧师的心很不好。
”He said to me, "said Please pray for me. My heart is not feeling well."
他说：“我去看了一个心脏专家。”
That I have went to see a heart specialist.
那么那个 cardiologist 就特别提醒我，他说：“哎，两个字，我要送给你两个字。”他说：“李牧师，听说你的心也不好，所以我给你这两个字。”
And the cardiologist gave me two words that is supposed to be good for my heart, and I know that your heart is not very good too, so I'm going to give that to you.
说第一个字是 slow.
The first word is slow.
第二个字是 fast.
The second word is fast.
Slow 就是你要一切的活动要 slow down.
Slow meaning you have to slow down all your activities.
Fast 呢就是说你不要吃太多，要进食。
You have to be on a diet and not eat too much.
所以在这里我们看见，他们吃完了早饭以后，这件事情让我们体会到耶稣基督的爱。
And so from this very simple phrase that they have finished breakfast.We realize an aspect of God's love.
我们可以马虎的，我们常常忽略的，我们不太注意的小节，主却注意到了。
A lot of times, those little minute details that we have neglected, but Jesus took care of it.
在这段圣经里面，我们看见主的爱。第一方面，我们看到他的爱是体贴入微的爱。
The first side of love that we can see of Jesus is a very meticulous love.
是一个非常 meticulous, 非常细腻的爱。
It's a love that takes care of all the detail.
所以我们在这里看见主关心，请注意啊，弟兄姊妹，主不只是关心人的灵性，他也关心人肚腹的需要。
So here we realize that Jesus did not just concern about our spiritual state, but also about our physical state.
主耶稣在约翰福音里面七个神迹，昨天晚上我说的七个神迹里面有两个神迹跟我们的肚腹有关系。
And I have mentioned last night that out of the seven miracles or signs that Jesus had performed, two of them has to do with our physical.
一个是把水变酒，一个是五饼二鱼，我们都知道。
The first one is turning water into wine. The second one is feeding the thousands of people with fish and loaves of bread.
中国教会过去181年来。
In the Chinese church history, the last 180 years.
81 years. 我们受了西方近前派的影响。
We have been influenced by the pietism of the Western Church.
我们有一种很特别的属灵观。
We have a certain kind of spiritual concept.
看圣经很属灵，不错，很好。
Yes, to study the Bible is very spiritual.
看报纸就不属灵。
No, but look at the newspaper is a different thing.
参加教会的聚会很属灵。
To attend church services is very spiritual.
参加宴会应酬是很不属灵。
But yet to go to parties and all that is not spiritual.
讲爱主服事很属灵。
To talk about loving God and serving God is very spiritual.
讲经济政治很不属灵。
And yet to talk about economics or the politics is not spiritual. Understand what I'm trying to say?
很多时候我们把我们的信仰把它分割，把它二元化。
So, oftentimes we just have dissected our beliefs.
有人告诉我说你不能够劝弟兄姊妹看报纸。
Some people told me that I cannot tell people to go read the newspaper.
你看报纸浪费时间，我们今天还要等主再来，圣经都还没有看，说什么看什么报纸。
Reading newspaper is a waste of time. Nowadays we're waiting for the coming back of the Lord, so why should you be wasting time on newspaper?
圣经很多地方都已经讲了预言了，就是所有发生的事情，圣经里面都有，你干什么鼓励人看报纸？
There are all kinds of prophecies being fulfilled from the Bible, so why do you need to still look at the newspaper?
我非常害怕今天许多的基督徒受这种错误的属灵观的影响，变成一些孤陋寡闻的人。
And I'm really afraid that nowadays a lot of Christians are affected by this misconcept that they will end up to be one that knows very little.
我昨天提到耶稣问门徒两个问题：人说我是谁？你们说我是谁？是不是
？Last night I mentioned that Jesus asked his own disciples, "What do men say of me?" Or "What do men say about me? And what do you say of me?"
有的时候我们想想，耶稣好像很啰嗦，很唠叨，一件事情为什么就问两次
？We might think that Jesus sometimes is a little bit cumbersome, asking the same thing twice.
都是耶稣是谁？为什么要分两次来问
？It's the same question, who am I? But you have to ask two times.
但是请注意，耶稣问的两个重点不一样。第一个问题是说人说我是谁，第二个问题是说你们说我是谁。
But yet the concentration point is different for two questions. One is what do people say I am, but the next one is what do you say I am.
当耶稣问他们人说我是谁的时候，是要提醒这些门徒不要孤陋寡闻。
So when Jesus asked the disciples, what do men say about me?He is reminding them not to be so ignorant of things around you.
你要知道现在的潮流，你要知道现在的思想，你要知道现在的哲学到底是怎么回事情。我们以为捧着这本圣经，请你原谅。如果你觉得我新派，我明天就不讲。那么，这个，我实在觉得今天基督徒不应该这个样子。
We really need to know what is going on around us. What is the philosophy? What's the train of thought going on around? We cannot be so ignorant.
我们今天真的很多基督徒像澳洲的鸵鸟一样。一头栽在沙堆里面，我看不见，所以都不存在。
A lot of us Christians nowadays just like the ostrich in Australia. That the minute they stuck their head into the ground, then they think they didn't see anything, and there's nothing existing.
所以耶稣问他们第一个问题是不要他们孤陋寡闻。
So the first thing when Jesus asked them is, do not want them to be ignorant.
那么耶稣问他第二个问题的目的是什么呢？
Then what is the purpose of asking the second question?
你们说我是谁
？What do you say I am?Who do you think I am?
不要这些门徒道听途说，人云亦云。
He does not want these disciples to say whatever they heard and whatever other people think.
就是说，他们在神的面前，对于信仰、对于主，有一个他们个人独立的一个看法。
That means he wants them to have their own personal idea of what he believes.
所以这两个问题，一方面提醒我们不要做个孤陋寡闻的人，一个呢也让我们提醒我们不要做个人云亦云、随着大家摇旗呐喊的人。
So these two questions bring in that the one that we cannot be an ignorant person about things around us, and yet second, we should not be following the trend. We should have our own thought.
在这里，我们看见主耶稣基督的爱给我们一个很清楚的提醒，要我们建立一个正确的基督徒的世界观。
So here we realize that the love of Jesus wants us as Christians to really establish a real healthy world view.
我觉得今天的基督徒缺少一个准确的世界观。
I realize that, and I feel that the Christians now they have a lack of a good and right world view.
我们这个叫属灵，那个叫属世，弟兄姊妹，这样的一种分法是一个很危险的分法。
That we think that this is secular and this is spiritual, and that is a very dangerous.Separation that way.
所以从十五节第一句话，我们看见基督的爱是一种细腻的爱。
So from verse 15, we realize that one aspect of Jesus' love is a very meticulous love.
如果今天我们对他爱的反应，求主也给我们这一种细腻的爱。
So if we want to reflect God's love, We ask that God will give us the same meticulous love.
第二，还是在十五节。
The second aspect is also still in the verse 15.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说。
After they finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter.
你说这一句话有什么？什么爱
？So you said, what love does it show in this phrase?
我把这一个爱叫做个别关心的爱，或者叫做集中的爱。
I label this a concentration love, that love that centers on one person.
我们知道主耶稣在三年半地上工作的时候，常常被一些群众所包围。
We know that in the 3.5 years of ministry that Jesus had in the world, that he had often been surrounded by crowds.
但是他从来没有忽略群众当中的个人。
But he had never ignored one person in the crowd.
尤其是在我们这个时代。
Especially in nowadays.
我常常说这个时代是个人在群众中迷失的时代。
I often said that in this society is where a person lost himself.
孤单是今天的文明病。
Loneliness is a very typical disease.
人越多的地方，孤单的感觉就越强烈。
The more crowded a room is, the more loneliness a person feels.
你懂我的意思吗？
Do you understand what I'm saying?
今天最孤单的人，不是在Robinson Crusoe 在一个海岛上面的那样的一个孤单。
The loneliest person would not be Robinson Crusoe on his own island.
真正的孤单是在纽约市里的。
Actually, the real lonesome person, the lonely person, is in amidst the New York City.
人越多的地方，孤单的感觉越强烈。
The more crowded a place is, the feeling of loneliness is stronger.
请各位试想一下，当时彼得的心情是怎么样
？So I'd like you to think that what is the feeling of Peter at that time?
彼得他曾经跟耶稣也当作这几个门徒，这十一个门徒，他拍胸膛，夸下海口。
He is the one that was among all 11 of the disciples. He is the one that was bragging.
他说我赴汤蹈火在所不惜，跟他下监，我眼睛眨一眨就不眨。嗯，这是我的翻译了。
He is the one to brag about it and said I will go anywhere with him, do anything for him.
但是呢，三次不认主。
And yet he is the one that 3 times denied the Lord.
你想那个主耶稣复活的主耶稣第二次向门徒显现的时候，你想一想多马的心情。
So you can also imagine how Thomas felt when Jesus appeared to them.
因为第一次耶稣显现的时候他不在。
Because the first time that God revealed to the disciples, he wasn't there.
我们不知道他哪里去了哈。
We didn't know where he was.
我们常常有这种感觉。
Oftentimes we have this feeling.
哎呀，今天晚上聚会真棒，为什么他没有来？他来的话多好哈。
Oftentimes we say, well, the sermon tonight is really excellent. How come so and so is not here?
我们不知道多马跑哪里去了。
And we did not know where Thomas was.
所以那十个门徒一看见多马说：“哎呀，你这个人真糟糕啊！怎么是上个礼拜你跑哪里去了？”
I'm sure the 10 apostles were talking to Thomas. Where did you go last week?
多马说：“感冒啊，102度啊。”
Maybe Thomas said I had a flu and I had to stay home.
他们说你103度都要来，什么102度？你知道主耶稣显现。
They say you have to come. Well, no matter what you have, he said, because Jesus revealed to us.
你开什么玩笑？今天是什么时代？你知道吗？你在讲主耶稣复活显现，开玩笑。
Thomas would have said, "Are you kidding? How can this happen?"
你让我摸到他的钉痕，你让我这个探入他的枪伤，我那个时候才相信。
Well, if you let me touch all his wounds, then maybe I will.
所以第二个礼拜他们在聚会的时候。
So the next week while they were all gathering together.
如果你是多马，你想想看你的心情是什么。
If you were Thomas, just imagine how you would feel.
希望耶稣不出现。
You just hope that Jesus never appears.
又希望耶稣出现。
And yet, on the other hand, you wish that he would.
你懂我的意思吗？那个时候矛盾的很。
So it's very in a confusing stage of mind.
糟糕，耶稣出现。
Yet Jesus did appear.
所以多马只好躲到彼得的后面，因为彼得比较块头大一点。
So Thomas had to hide behind Peter.
这圣经上没有说，这是我自己猜的。你们有没有奇怪？李牧师说彼得是个大胖子，哪里有？彼得在第三次耶稣向他们显现的时候，心情也是如此。
Peter also felt the same way on the third time when Jesus appeared to them.
他不敢见主的面。
He didn't really. He was afraid to see Jesus' face.
我用两件事情来形容。一个呢，我相信他那个时候非常的自怜。
One is I really felt like at that time he was very have a self pity for himself.
我也相信那个时候他非常的自卑。
I also believe he had.An inferiority, feel very inferior.
所以我们想到他有这种心情，然后再来看十五节， 吃完早饭以后，耶稣对西门彼得说，这句话的意思就很深。
If we realize that the state of mind he was at that time, and then look at this phrase that after breakfast Jesus talked to Simon Peter, then we'll know how he felt.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣的爱永远是个别关心的爱。
Brothers and sisters, the love of Jesus is often a very personal and caring love.
很多时候我们是大而化之的人。
A lot of times we are so careless.
很多时候我们是那么粗心大意、粗枝大叶，但是我们要学习主耶稣关心一些个人。
We are so careless about other people. We need to learn the way that Jesus cares about other people.
在二十多年前，我认识一位在台大医学院的一个医学生。
20 some years ago, I knew a medical student in Taiwan medical school.
那么他有一件事一直到现在我永远不会忘记他的他跟我讲的那件事情。
There's one incident that he told me that I can never forget.
他说李哥哥请你为我祷告我有一个负担我有一个心愿。
He said, Brother Lee, please pray for me. I have a desire in my heart.
我说你的负担是什么
What is your burden? I said.
他说不管我参加的聚会人数是多少。
He said, no matter how large the meeting is that I attend.
他说我下定决心每一次聚完会的时候我不去跟熟人讲话我是专门向那种落单的人去讲话。
I have made a promise to myself that each time when the meeting is over, I will not go and greet a person that I know, but to somebody that was alone by themselves.
你知道他这些话一直到今天还影响我。
Do you know that that phrase is still affecting me now?
我常常求主给我一个非常非常细腻也是个别关心的爱去看我们教会参加聚会的弟兄姊妹。
I often ask God to give me this very meticulous love and this personal love to go and care for those people that is in my church.
你知道一个人再会装饰他心里面的痛苦偶尔都会露出一点蛛丝马迹。
You know that no matter how well a person cover up outside, a lot of times the inside hurt will still come out in a very small way.
我们需要一个非常敏锐的观察力。
So we need to have a very sensitive mind.
今天是一个大家都忙的时代。
Nowadays is a stage when everybody is busy.
我们知道这个忙和眼睛瞎掉那个忙是同音的。
In Chinese, the word busy and with the word blind is the same sound.
为什么今天我们视而无睹呢？为什么我们今天看不见呢？很多时候我们的理由就是因为太忙。
How come a lot of times now that we see but we don't see is because we are too busy?
有一次我们教会在拆船年会的时候，诗班唱的一个 cantata。
One time in our church during a mission conference, our choir sang a cantata.
那在那个 cantata 里面有一个歌，我一直到现在对我有很深的印象。那个题目叫 Available。
There was a song in the cantata that is still affecting me a lot, and the name of it is Available.
我常常对我自己说，主啊，让我做一个 always available 的人。
I often ask God to say, please make me to be a person that is always available.
做一个教会的牧师，忙是一个天经地义的事情。
To be a pastor in a church, being busy is a very natural thing.
但是当弟兄姊妹打电话，当弟兄姊妹找我的时候，我不可以说，哎，等一等，我看看我的这个 schedule。十月十号双十节是个好日子，来，那天下午两点钟我才来见你的面。
You know that every time when somebody call my office, I cannot check the notebook and set up an appointment a few months ahead.
有一个人打电话给我。
One person called me.
礼拜一打电话给我。
He called me on Monday.
你们知道礼拜一是传道人休息的日子。
You know that usually Monday is the day that preachers take their day off.
所以我说，我最早 available 的时间是礼拜二上午九点钟上班的时间，最早最好的时间给你。
So I said the earliest available time I'll give that to you is Tuesday morning.
他在电话里面轻轻地说 ，Forget it.
But he said it real lightly in the telephone. He said, "Forget it."
但是我听到了。
But I heard it.
哎，我说 Just a minute. 哎，这我说等一等，等一等。
I quickly say, "Wait a minute."
差一点日文出来了，这多么的苦大塞！我说等一等啊，我说你，我说，因为我马上感觉到他那个心里面有需要。
Because right away I sense that there is a deeper need in his heart.
我说他是早上，礼拜一早上打电话，我说这样好了，下午两点半你来找我。
So I said, okay, I'll see you at 2:30.
后来他下午来了。
So he came in the afternoon.
那么我在楼上看见他跟他太太从车子出来。
So I saw that from upstairs that he and his wife came out from the car.
韩伟弟兄你们认识吗？
You know that
Paul Han,
Paul Han, Reverend Paul Han, person in the Bible, they have changed the names.
亚伯兰后来改成亚伯拉罕。
Abram has been changed to Abraham.
雅各改成以色列。
And Jacob has been changed to Israel.
扫罗改成保罗。
Saul to Paul.
西门改成彼得。
And now Simon to Peter.
都有一个意思的。
They all have a meaning there.
代表这新名字代表新的生命，代表一个新的一个扭转。
The new name means and represents a new change in life.
所以在这个地方，耶稣三次不叫彼得，叫他西门，而且说约翰的儿子西门有他特别的含义。
So here, when Jesus called Peter by Simon and son of John, has this very special meaning.
向彼得显明耶稣那一个坚定不移的、稳定的、不变的爱。
He is showing to Peter his own steadfast love for Peter.
提醒彼得。
He wants to remind Peter.
三年半以前是因为我的爱，把你改成彼得。
3.5 years ago, it was my love that changed you to Peter.
今天我对你的爱没有改变。
And today my love for you has not changed.
而且还是可以给你带来新的扭转。
And still can bring you a new change.
而且提醒他，你的老名字叫西门。
And also remind him your old name was Simon.
西门什么意思呢？
What did Simon mean?
就是芦苇的意思。
Means a piece of reed.
我们都记得旧约圣经里面有一句话描写耶稣基督。
And we also know that there's one verse about Jesus in the Old Testament.
在以赛亚书42章。
It was in Isaiah 42.
特别预言到耶稣的时候，有一句话我们都很熟悉，说压伤的芦苇它不折断，僵残的灯火它不吹灭。
There's a phrase about Jesus. It's a prophecy that was really familiar to us. It said, "A bruised reed he will not break." And a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish.
耶稣在这里提醒西门。
So here, Jesus was reminding Simon.
我知道你现在被压伤。
I know that you have been bruised.
我知道你是僵残的灯火。
I know that you are flickering.
但是我不折断，我不吹灭。
And yet I will not extinguish.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等的安慰和鼓励。
So what kind of encouragement this was?
有的时候我们看看我们自己，我们实在觉得越看越不像个基督徒。
A lot of times we look at ourselves, the more we see it, the more we realize we just do not even act like Christians.
弟兄姊妹，我不是鼓励大家继续的堕落，继续的软弱，继续的失败，继续的冷淡。
I'm not encouraging you to go on with that state.
但是你要记得一件事情。
But you need to remember one thing.
你再软弱也不会软弱的像一个僵残的灯火，你再失败也不会失败的像一个压伤的芦苇。
No matter how weak you are, you will not be weaker than this reed. And no matter how
How weak you are,
you would not be as weak as this flickering candlelight.
弟兄姊妹，每一次我想到这件事情，我心里面很受感动。
So every time when I think about this incident, I was really touched.
我发现我对人的爱，我对人的忍耐有限。
I realized that my love for people and my patience for them are very limited.
有的时候看见一个弟兄，看见一个姐妹，真是冥顽不灵，真是孺子不可教，气得要死。
A lot of time I saw some people being so stubborn, and it really makes me mad.
我真的很气，有的时候我说算了，我才不花时间在你身上。
Sometimes I'm mad to a point that I just want to give up and don't want to spend any more time on them.
但是我想到神的爱，我心里面很受感动。
And yet every time I think about God's love, I was touched.
虽然像压伤的芦苇。
Even though we are like a bruised reed.
但是他不折断。
He is not going to break it.
他还是一样用他不改变的爱来爱我们。
He's still going to use his unchanging love, his steadfast love to love us.
我不知道大家记不记得第一什么爱。
Do you remember what's the first one?
细腻的爱。
It is a meticulous love.
第二个爱呢？
What is the second one?
集中的爱。
It's a concentrating love.
第三不变的爱，稳定的爱。
And the third is a steadfast love.
我们看第四。
Let's look at the fourth.
我们都很熟这三节圣经哈。
We all be very familiar with these.
我们现在越讲越熟，大家已经看了又看。台湾人说矿已经操身体啊，已经觉得已经发酸了。但是弟兄姊妹，我们继续看里面到底给我们一些什么样的一些提醒。
And yet still, let's still look at it and see exactly what they are reminding us.
每一次，彼得说：“主啊，你知道我爱你。”
Every time when Simon answered that, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you."
耶稣马上说：“你喂养我的小羊，你牧养我的羊， 你喂养我的羊三次。
Every time he would say, tend my lambs, shepherd my sheep, or tend my sheep.
我们看见主耶稣在这里给彼得一些责任的托付。
Here we see that Jesus is giving some responsibilities to Peter.
很明显的，我们第一个看到的就是爱与侍奉有直接的关系。
Very obviously, we see the first thing is the love and serving has a very close relationship.
你不要以为在礼拜堂里面教儿童主日学可以骗骗那些小孩子。
Don't think that just teaching little kids Bible study in a Sunday morning can just fool them.
我们这些大会请来的这几位同工实在不容易，不简单。
And really, those few workers we have here in the retreat is really special.
因为主耶稣在这里告诉我们要喂养小羊之前，他还要考考我们是不是爱主。
Because here, when Jesus wants us to feed His lamb, He first has to know whether we love.
你爱我吗
？Do you love me?
主啊，你知道我爱你。
Lord, you know I love you.
你喂养我的小羊。
Then you feed my lamb.
不要以为说带儿童主日学比较简单，不容易。
So don't think that teaching a two-year-old Sunday school is very easy.
为什么爱和侍奉要有关系
？So why would love and service have to have connection?
因为只有在爱里面的侍奉是享受。
Because it's only in love can service be joyful.
我再说一遍哈，因为只有在爱里面的侍奉才是享受。
Let me say it again. Only serving in love is an enjoyment.
在爱里面的侍奉，你会看见是权利而不是义务。
So when we are serving in love, we realize that this is a privilege and not an obligation.
你在爱里面的侍奉看成一种享受而不是一种应付。
So we realize that this is not an obligation but an enjoyment.
我常常分呢，什么叫义务，什么叫权利。
Oftentimes I was try to distinguish what is between privileges and responsibilities.
我有两个儿子。
I have two sons.
我们很 disciplined， 我们很纪律。我们说你们要洗碗，你们要吸尘，你们要割草，你们要铲雪。
We have all kinds of chores for them to cut the grass and cut the lawn and blow the snow.
Cut the grass, cut the lawn. I think the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yes, they are.
Okay. 那么儿子在自己家里面洗碗、吸尘、割草、铲雪，这是一种义务。
So the son do all those chores at home. It is an obligation.
但是儿子在女朋友家里面洗碗、吸尘、割草、铲雪是一种权利，你懂我的意思吗
？But doing all the chores in his own girlfriend's house, now that is a privilege.
是不是有不同
？Is there a difference?
同样铲雪。
The same way to just sweep the snow.
在家里面铲雪，很不甘心。
To do that at home.Just very unwillingly.
那这个感情，这个家庭的关系，夫妇的感情。
And we talk about the family relationship. We talk about the relationship between husband and wife.
权利和义务的分别是一个很重要的一件事情。
The difference between privilege and responsibility is a very important.
为什么我们侍奉得很勉强
？Why do we sometimes serve so reluctantly？
为什么有的时候我们服侍丈夫，这个服侍太太会很不甘心？
How come sometimes we just are not willing to serve our husband or our wife?
因为我们已经把这些事情当成尽义务而已。
Because we have been treating these things as our obligations.
当我们这几天要讲到夫妇的关系的时候
，So these few days when we are talking about relationships between husband and wife,
我们偶尔会听到一些做妻子的向我们诉苦。
Sometimes we would have heard some wives that complain to us.
他们觉得他们在家里面做很多的家事，他们做得很无聊，很没有意义，觉得非常生气。
They felt like a lot of things that they were doing at home has no meaning at all, and they were real mad.
甚至有的时候他们会这样告诉我们，甚至他们夫妇之间的性生活，他们说那个做太太说我好像在尽义务而已。
Even to a point that sometimes some of them would say that even sex between the husband and wife is an obligation to them.
什么时候，你把这些事情变成义务，去很辛苦的去推行的时候，我觉得你最好不要做这些事情。
If you feel like you are doing all these out of obligation, it's better off that you don't do it.
所以为什么彼得在使徒行传换了一个人
？So why did Peter change into a whole different person?
因为他有爱。
It's because he has love.
他有基督的爱。
He had the love of Christ.
有爱就不一样。
When there is love, there is a difference.
没有爱就很辛苦。
Without love, it is very difficult.
这是我们从这一方面看到的第一点。
So this is the first thing that we have seen from this point.
第二点，请注意看这三节圣经。
The second point is from these three verses.
不管小羊也好，是羊也好，是大羊也好，耶稣说：“我的羊，我的小羊。”
No matter what kind of lamb that is, large or small, but all Jesus said is my lamb.
我牧养教会十二年，我发现我们教会有好多种羊。
I've been in church ministry for 12 years. I found that there are many kinds of lambs in my church.
Or sheep.
Or sheep.
白羊、黑羊。
The white ones and the black ones.
好羊、坏羊。
The good ones and the bad ones.
乖羊、调皮羊。
The good ones and the bad ones.
Okay. 听话羊、捣蛋羊。Good one and the bad one.
The obedient one and the disobedient one.
有热羊，有冷羊。
Some that are cool and some that are warm.
有不冷不热羊，还有或冷或热羊。
There are some that are neither cold nor warm, and some that are just sometimes warm and sometimes cold.
不管是哪一种羊。
No matter what kind of lamb or sheep they are.
我在准备这段信息的时候。
While I was preparing for this message.
神提醒我一件事情。
God reminded me one thing.
主耶稣说都是我的羊。
But Jesus said, it's all my sheep.
弟兄姊妹，这个对一个牧养教会的人是一个何等大的责备。
This is such a point to those of us that are ministering to a church.
我们人都不喜欢做一个有偏心的人。
We don't want to be biased.
我两个儿子我都没有办法五十五十分同样的爱给他。
I only have two sons and sometimes it's even that is difficult to really love both of them equal.
有的时候比较喜欢老大。
Sometimes I would like the first one the more.
有的时候觉得老二比较像我，比较，我也比较喜欢他。
And then sometimes I realize the second one is more like me, so I like him more.
有的时候这一种的感觉就带到教会里面。
Sometimes the same kind of feelings and attitude is brought to the church.
原谅我这一次来跟你们交心大会，坦白这个牧师心里面的软弱。
Forgive me for opening my heart to share with you my heart desire and my heart's.
我很坦白地告诉大家，我在教会里面把一些羊分类。
I want to honestly tell you that in the church I had separated some of them into different groups of sheep.
因为这些人比较听话，我就多去探望他一下。
Because this group is kind of more, they're more faithful, so I will go to visit them more often.
所以我们在那里是有这种 play favoritism, 就是有这种偏心的感觉。
So some there sometimes that we have this favoritism playing there.
但是每一次主提醒我，这是我的羊。我心里面实在得到一次提醒。
And yet over again that Jesus reminded me that this is my sheep and to me.
当你真的看见这些弟兄姊妹都是属于主的时候。
If you can really see that all of these belongs to Jesus.
连你所有的你以为可以稍微夸耀的一些恩赐也是从主那里来的。
And even you, every part of you, even a little bit of gift that you think you can be proud of is from God.
我们就容易超越得失胜过恩怨的感觉。
And then we can override this feeling of grace and
得失和恩怨，就是很多时候我们活在这种教会的人士的里面，那种得失恩怨的心很重。
Oftentimes within a church, there are many times that we have misgivings between each other.
求主帮助我们，让我们真是看见一切是他的，你就不会那样斤斤计较得失。或者活在恩怨的里面。
So if we can really see His love, then we can overlook all these misgivings between people.
当然，当主耶稣托付给这些工作给他的时候
，When Jesus gave this job to Simon Peter,
我们看见主耶稣的爱。
We see Jesus' love.
主耶稣以一个完全的信任，重新的委托，来表明他对彼得的宽恕和赦免。
Jesus used a new and trusting love to show Peter that he had totally forgiven him.
原来我再说一遍，耶稣以完全的信任，重新的委托，来表明他对彼得的宽恕和赦免。
Jesus used his whole total confidence and a new commitment, new entrustment to him to show that he has forgiven him.
今天早上我们提到夫妇的关系。
This morning we talk about the relationship between husband and wife.
夫妇之间有一个很难克服的一个问题。
There is one problem that is very hard for a husband and wife to overcome.
我们很难 forgive 我们的 spouse 以前曾经对不起我的一些事情和地方。
Seems like it's very hard for us to forgive things that our spouse has done wrong to us in the past.
很多时候我们做了一些亏心事或者亏了我们的妻子或者丈夫的事情。
Sometimes we would have done something that would That is not good for our mate.
但等到这些事情我们摆出来的时候
So when these things that hurt our mate is in the open,
我们要学习原谅对方
We need to learn to forgive the other part.
所以今天早上我说像这一类的事情我们可以原谅对方但是我们要忘记这些事情老实说这不是一件容易的事情
We have said that we forgive and we should learn to forget.And to be honest, this is a very hard thing to do.
因为我们到底还是人。
Because we are still human.
这些人际之间、夫妇之间，其实说已经有 forgive， 已经我们要很衷心的感谢主。
I feel that even with these human relationships, if we can have forgiveness existing there, we should be already thankful.
但是弟兄姊妹，请你看主耶稣的爱。
And yet, let's look at Jesus' love.
他原谅，他也忘记。
He forgives, and he also forgets.
今天早上师母讲到 daily bread
This morning, Mrs. Lee talking about the daily bread
我记得 在 daily bread 上有一个这样的一个短篇的文章
I know that there's one article that is like this
他讲到米迦书七章十九节
We talk about Micah chapter 7 verse 19
主应许我们
God had promised
我们如果在他面前认罪
If weconfess our sin
他要把我们的罪丢到深海里面去
then he will cast all those sins into the depths of the sea
被深的海洋完全把它遮盖了
to cover up by all the water of the sea
daily bread 上面写了一句话很有意思
on the daily bread there is one phrase that is very special
他说请弟兄姊妹注意一件事情
he said please be reminded of one thing
当神把我们的罪丢到深海里面去的时候
so when God have thrown all these sins into the deep sea
他在岸边钉了一个牌子两个字写着说 No fishing
And he had put up a sign on the shore and said No fishing
这句话很有一些幽默的感觉在里面
There's a really good sense of humor in there
很多时候我们把这些罪丢掉
A lot of times we have cast away these sins
我们常常又把它吊起来
And yet often time we'll try to fish it back
拿出来欣赏欣赏
We fish it back and look at it a little bit.
然后拿出来再骂一骂对方。
Or we take it out and just yell it the other side for a while.
我个人不是很赞成 Robert Schuller 的神学。
Personally, I do not totally agree with Robert Schuller's theology.
但是我很喜欢看他的节目。
And yet I very enjoy watching his program.
因为我发现这个人讲到很有 showmanship， 很有这种舞台的这个表的这种。
I found that this man, when he preaches, he had a lot of showmanship.
你们今天要出来做传道，要站讲台的，这个时代也应当学习一下。
But those of you that is going to be a preacher, that really need to learn too this aspect.
上台要有台风哈。
That we need to have a stage set air.
其实台风就是 showmanship. 我们需要有一些那样的一种啊。所以我很喜欢看 Robert Schuller 的节目。
So that's why I really enjoy watching Robert Schuller.
有一次我看他，在我听他讲了一个故事，我觉得很有意思。
One time I heard heard him mention a story, and I felt like that was very interesting.
他说在菲律宾有一个天主教的一个女孩子，常常说她看见主耶稣。
He said in Philippines there's one girl that often said that she often sees the Jesus.
那个天主教的主教就觉得这件事情很不得了哈，这个有一个小孩子是他的这个会友，常常见到耶稣。
So this Catholic priest really think that this is unbelievable because one of his member often see Jesus.
事实上不是一个 priest 而已，他是一个 bishop， 所以他就有一天把这个小孩子叫来。
So this bishop one day called this little girl here.
就考他到底他是真的看见耶稣。
So he want to examine and question her whether he really seen Jesus.
也问不出所以然来。
He didn't get anywhere.
后来他就只好告诉他。
So he told her.
你想耶稣会不会再向你显现
？Do you think Jesus will show himself to you again?
他说我不知道啊，大概会啊，大概会。
She said, I don't know, maybe.
他说如果下次耶稣跟你显现的时候，你问耶稣一个问题。
So next time, he told her, when Jesus revealed to you, ask him a question.
问他什么问题呢
？Well, what question should I ask?
你问耶稣说主教到底犯了什么罪？
He asked. He said, "Just ask her, ask Jesus, exactly what kind of sin had the bishop committed."
那个小孩子吓一跳，他说：“
And that girl was shocked.
你再讲一遍。
The girl said, "What did Jesus say?"
后来他才说，你见到耶稣的时候，你问耶稣到底这个主教犯了一些什么罪。
So he told her again, when you see Jesus again, just ask him exactly what kind of sin had this bishop committed.
后来过了一段时间，果然他见到耶稣了。
After a while, really, she saw Jesus again.
哦，这个主教就赶快把他叫来。
And so the bishop asked her to come.
你见了耶稣没有？
Did you see Jesus?
你问了耶稣没有？
Did you ask Jesus?
我见了耶稣，我也问了耶稣。
He said, "I saw Jesus and I asked."
What did Jesus say? 到底耶稣说了什么话？然后那个小孩子说，耶稣回答两句，这个一句话很奇怪。
This little girl said, "Jesus said something that is interesting."
他说他说什么？他说什么
？He asked, "What did he say?"
他说 ，Jesus said, "I forget." 我忘记。
And Jesus said, "I forget."
弟兄姊妹。当我们真的把我们的罪带到主面前
Brothers and sisters, if we really brought our sins to Jesus,
他赦免，他也忘记。
He forgives, he also forgets.
在我们教会里面，我如果要跟弟兄姊妹证婚
In our church, if I have to perform a wedding ceremony,
我要跟他们上十五堂的这个婚前辅导。
I want to get together with this couple that was going to get married about 15 times of premarital counseling.
所以我在年初的时候，我就会宣布，那么今年结婚的赶快报名，所以就开这个课。
So in the beginning of a year, I often announce that whoever wants to get married this year need to sign up for this class.
然后我们大班制的啊，就他们都一起上课。
So we have classes like this in the whole class.
但是最后一堂课呢，是单独跟他们两个人上课。
But yet the last lesson is personally just with one single couple.
因为我要他们写他们这个 exchange of vows， 要他们自己写他们的 vows。
Because I want them to write their own vows that they would exchange in the ceremony.
而且他们结婚的一些节目的安排，我也尊重他们个人的喜欢啊，不是说一成不变，所以我们就要分开这样来跟他们上课。
And also, I respect what each person, each couple would enjoy and have in their own wedding ceremony, so I let them do that.
在最后一次，我一定问他们两个人一个问题。
But yet, in the last time, I always ask them one question.
你们马上要结婚了，你们马上就要结婚了。
You are going to be married soon.
我要问你一个问题。
I'm going to ask you a question.
你们两个人在结婚以前犯过罪没有
？Have you committed sin before you get married?
你们两个人有没有在结婚以前犯了婚前性关系的罪
？Did you commit the sin of premarital sex before you get married?
这些年轻孩子真可怜，吓坏了。
I feel so sorry for these people. They were just totally shocked.
Ah, 李牧师 what did you say? 后来我就再重复一遍。
So I repeat the question again.
我说我不是跟你们开玩笑。
I said I'm not joking with you.
我不要在你们结婚那一天，在圣坛的面前，我跟两个犯了罪的人证婚。
Because I do not want to perform this ceremony for two that has committed sin.
就他们也没有说有，也没有说没有，竟然不知不觉说，哦，你不跟我们证婚了。
So before they even, strangely, before they even say yes or no, they quickly say, "You mean you're not going to perform the ceremony?"
啊，我就知道答案了。
Then I realized what the answer was.
我就翻开约翰一书一章九节给他们看。
Then I would turn to 1 John 1:9 and let them look at it.
我说你们要认你们的罪。
You need to confess your sin.
神是圣洁的，神是公义的，神要洗净你们的罪，要赦免你们一切的不义。
Because he is faithful and righteous, and he will forgive our sins and to cleanse you.
因为主对我们的爱有一个很奇妙的一点。
Because there is a very strange fact of Jesus' love for us.
就是这第四点，既往不咎的爱。
And this is this fourth point that is a love that do not care about the past.
当我站在圣坛的面前跟这一对年轻人证婚的时候
，When I perform this ceremony for this couple in front of the altar，
不是说他们没有犯过罪
，It's not that they have not committed sin。
他们犯过的罪，却在他们的罪的上面有耶稣基督的宝血遮盖。
And yet on top of their sin, there was the blood of Jesus to cover it.
如果他真心悔改。
And if they really truly confess and change around,
他们就是一个新造的人。
So they are the new person, new creature.
弟兄姊妹，你现在了解我今天早上所说的，我们对离婚者的态度，我们需要从这个角度来看。
So you realize why we said this morning what we think, how we feel about the people that got divorced from this angle.
如果这个离过婚的人，如果是他们的错、他们的罪，甚至是他们不对，但是他们在主的面前认罪，已经被赦免。为什么我们今天在教会里面把他当成另外一种的人来看？
If these people that have been divorced had truly come to the Lord and confessed their sins and been born again, why do the church still treat them like an outcast?
主耶稣以完全的信任，重新的委托，表明他对彼得的宽恕和赦免。
Jesus uses total trust and a new entrustment to Peter to show him his forgiveness.
顺便提一件事情。
Let me also mention one point.
当主赦免你的时候
，When God forgives you，
你也要学习自己赦免自己。
You also need to learn to forgive yourself.
很多时候弟兄姊妹的结就打在这里。
Many times that is where the problem is.
我们知道主赦免我们，
We know that God forgives us.
但是我们一直不肯赦免自己。
And yet we do not keep on not forgiving ourselves.
所以你一直跟主的关系保持距离。
So the relationship between you and God still have a distance.
所以你不愿意好好的被主来使用。
So you do not want to be really used by God.
起先你不知道主赦免你。
At first, you didn't know God had forgiven you.
你现在知道主已经赦免你。
Now you knew that God had forgiven you.
但是你还要再学一个功课，你还要再经历一件事情，你要经历你自己对自己的赦免。
But you still have to learn and experience this self-forgiveness.
这件很重要，所以我希望大家多花一点时间看。请我们看诗篇五十一篇。
This is such an important point. I really would like to go through a couple more verses with you. Psalm 51.
我们知道诗篇五十一篇是怎么样的一节圣经。
We all know that what is Psalm 51 is.
我们看见在标题上讲。
And right there under the subtitle there.
大卫跟拔示巴犯罪以后，先知拿单来见他，他认罪以后做这个诗。
This is a Psalm of David when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba.
从第一节一直到第六节，我们看见他求神的赦免。
From verse 1 to verse 6, we saw that he was asking the forgiveness of God.
从第七节到十二节，我们看见他重新恢复跟主耶稣跟神的关系。
And from 7 to 12, we realized that he started again this relationship with God.
请各位注意十三节到十五节。
And let's look at 13 through 15.
你想想看，这大卫何等大胆。
Seems like he is very bold and brave.
这个人才犯那么大的罪。
He had only just committed a big sin.
你看他十三节到十五节说什么话？
See what he is talking about at 13 through 15.
我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归顺你。请问大卫老先生，你自己有资格讲这些话吗？
Right here, the verse said, "He will teach transgressors their ways, thy ways, and sinners will be converted to thee."
你看十五节。
And verse 15.
主啊，求你使我嘴唇张开。
The O Lord, open my lips.
我的口便传扬赞美你的话。
And then my mouth may declare thy praise.
如果今天大卫在我们这里
，Today if David is among us，
你诗篇五十一篇写的不错，其实十二节就可以停了，不要再写十三节。
We probably say your 51 is pretty good, but I think you could have stopped at verse 12.
这是旧约的经文。
This is an Old Testament verse.
我们看新约的经文。
Let's look at one verse in New Testament.
路加福音二十二章。
In Luke.Chapter 22.
我们看三十一节到三十二节。
Let's look at verse 31 to 32.
主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们，像筛麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。请注意最后一句话：你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。”
Says Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail.And you, let's look at this verse specially. When once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
如果你是彼得，我是彼得。
If you are Peter or I am Peter.
最后一句话我们真不知道怎么接受。
I don't know how to explain this phrase.
主耶稣说你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
Jesus said that when you turn around, strengthen your brothers.
如果是彼得，我就问耶稣坚固什么样的弟兄。
If I was Peter, I would have asked him, strengthen what kind of brothers?
我想耶稣一定会回答说，坚固那个否认我一次的弟兄。
If I was Jesus, I would have answered it. Strengthen those that have denied me once.
彼得如果会讲广东话，他一定说：“你有没有搞错啊？”
If Peter knew how to speak Cantonese, he probably or English, he would have said, "Are you kidding?" Have you made a mistake?
耶稣说 "No." 我说我没有 ，I'm not kidding. 耶稣说我不是开玩笑。你回头以后，我要你去兼顾那个否认我一次的那样的弟兄。
But Jesus was not kidding, and she said, "Yes, when you turn around again, you need to strengthen those brothers that have denied me once."
彼得说主耶稣，我否认你三次。
But Peter said.Lord, I have denied you three times.
你要去兼顾那否认你一次的人，我怎么否认得出来呢？
But how can I go and strengthen those that only deny you once?
我想弟兄姊妹，你现在听见我引这些圣经，你了解我为什么说这一段圣经，主对他的爱是那种既往不咎，而且是信任的爱。
So I hope that you understand after I bring out these verses why it is so important to know that this love of Jesus is a love that forgets the past.
弟兄姊妹 ，so far 我们讲了四种爱。
So far we have talked about four aspects of love.
我想已经够感动我们尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的爱主我们的神。
I think this alone is enough to motivate us to love God with all our heart and mind.
很多时候我们以为讲很多，弟兄姊妹收获很多，那么结果就很多。
Oftentimes we feel like that we talk more and you learn more, so you will really act more.
有的时候我发现。听到是一个福气，听到也是一个担子。
Sometimes I know that to be able to listen to a sermon is a blessing, but also it is a burden.
在教会里面，我尽量的希望炒好菜给我们的弟兄姊妹吃。
Oftentimes in church, I like to really stir up good food for our brothers and sisters.
你知道我说的炒好菜是主日的讲台，我希望能够尽量让弟兄姊妹不虚此行，礼拜天早上能够好好的敬拜，而且有领受。
What I mean is, I often try to make the Sunday morning worship a very worthwhile one for the brothers and sisters.
如果我看到我的同工礼拜天准备信息没有好好的准备，我很生气。
And so, if I have seen my coworkers, if they have not really well prepared for the Sunday sermon, I was pretty upset.
我说，礼拜天有四五百个人来听你讲道。
So on Sunday morning, there's 400 to 500 people to come to listen to you.
你不好好的准备。
If you don't prepare well,
你怎么对得起弟兄姊妹？
How can you face these brothers and sisters?
你准备了以后，你觉得你讲不好，或者你觉得大家听不下去，这不是你的事情，但你的本分要紧。
After you prepared and did your best, if they still did not like it, that is not your responsibility.
这是从讲台的角度来看。
This is from the angle of preaching up here.
从弟兄姊妹的角度来看。
And yet, from the brothers and sisters down there, they are listening.
有的时候我很怕弟兄姊妹听很多的好道。
A lot of times I'm worried that a lot of brothers and sisters listen to good sermons.
因为听得多，他如果不能够真的实行出来，那些好道对弟兄姊妹是个害处，不是个好处。
Because after they heard all that, and yet they were not able to carry that out, this ended up to be bad for them.
你有没有看到一些所谓的老基督徒？
Did you realize there are some so-called old Christians?
他做基督徒做了十年、二十年、三十年，甚至五十年。
They've been Christians 10 years, 20 years, even up to 50 years.
哦，他一在教会里面骂人，很会骂人。
So, and in any time in the church, they are the one that know how to yell at people.
每一句骂人的话都铿锵有声，都很属灵，都是圣经上面的话。
Each phrase that they reprimand people is so spiritual, is all from the scripture.
弟兄姊妹，我们听主的话，读主的经，不是拿来派在这样的用场上。
Brothers and sisters, when we read God's word, it's not to be used that way.
所以有的时候我很矛盾，又要把好道尽量的讲给弟兄姊妹听，又怕弟兄姊妹听太多的好道。
So sometimes I'm often in this state of dilemma. I want them to listen to good sermons, and yet I'm afraid for them.
主对我们这四种爱。
So these four love of Jesus for us.
细腻的爱。
A meticulous love.
集中的爱。
A concentrating love.
不变的爱。
A steadfast love.
信任的爱。
And an entrusting love.
你用什么态度来回应他呢？
What kind of response do you have for this?
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
在还没有祷告以前
Before we pray,
我希望弟兄姊妹有一段个人安静的时间
I'd like all of us to spend a little time with ourselves.
我常常说今天教会里面有两个现象。
Oftentimes I said there are two stages in this church now.
在一般的教会里面有两个现象。
There are almost all of churches, there are two phenomena.
一种现象是营养不良。
One is malnutrition.
另外一种现象是消化不良。
And the other one is indigestion.
营养不良因为没有好的供应。
Malnutrition is because there was no good supply of food.
消化不良是太好的供应而我们不会消化。
Indigestion is because of very good supply, but yet we do not know how to digest it.
请问你在哪一个光景里面？
Let me ask, which phenomena are you in?
今天巴不得圣灵把我们带回到当年我们蒙恩的那样一个地位。
I just ask that God would bring us back to the moment when we first received the grace of God.
我们常常说，那起初的爱我们已经失落了。
Oftentimes we say we have lost our first love.
我们对 first love 都有相当的回忆，相当的这个深的印象。
Oftentimes we have very good memories of our first love.
但愿我们今天再一次面对主的爱。
So let's face this again, the love of Jesus.
请你在你的座位上默默地向主回应你自己心里的感觉。
I want you to be in your own seat, response to God, your own response.
我给各位有一分钟的时间，你默默地向主祷告。
I'll let you all have 1 minute of time that you will talk to God alone.
因为你是以马内利，你要常常与我们同在，而且你也应许我们，你要与我们同在一直到世界的末了。所以我们相信，现在你在我们中间。主啊，你把你的爱向我们显明。主啊，我们第一个感觉，第一个回应，就是我们觉得我们何等的不配。主啊，像我们这样的人。三番四次顶撞你的人，你还这样透过对彼得的爱来显明你对我们的爱也是如此。主啊，但愿今天晚上我们再一次能够重新得回我们最初与你之间那个起初的爱。主啊，让我们在以后的生命真是能够更充实更丰富，能够满足你的心，能够照着你的心意，主啊，在地上成为。